Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday home, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Speaking of big events, the top 5 at 5 is that.
Always a lot of bits going on the afternoon show. We have some regular segments, but the 5 best current bits, in my opinion, are these 5. Now, number 5 is one that we only get once a week. But bullying buzz on Fridays about every little thing. Holding him unbelievably accountable.
Yep.
Making him tight before the show.
Yep.
To where I feel like sometimes he's trigger happy on the drops.
Yep.
But today, the Ike juice drop was right on top of that.
It was.
And then him just coming out and openly admitting that he screwed up the blue chew thing.
Yep.
The bullying / managing of Buzz every Friday does bring a smile to my face.
Sometimes I think the best bits are the ones that are sort of true but also a bit.
Right. So that's my entire existence, Mike.
Yes. So when I'm bullying Buzz, I really do want him to do the stuff that I'm asking.
Of course you do. Yeah, yeah. You're serious.
I'm not as mad as I seem like I am.
No.
But I also know, like, when I do it, I get a shaky Buzz back.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. He gets real nervous.
Which I do enjoy, unfortunately. Well, I know that makes me a bad person.
Well, what made me think about it as well is, you know, we're talking back at the studio today. And he has been flustered for 6 days about the music and how you like when to drop it and when not to drop it.
Well, it's not confusing, is it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But even today,
when you're not really, how much music do you think Buzz listens to?
Yeah, Buzz. Like, who's your favorite artist of all time?
I don't know. The Beatles?
No way.
Yeah.
Name 5 Beatles songs.
Hey Jude. We got Live and Let Die. No, that's Paul McCartney.
That's Paul McCartney!
Same thing.
Yeah, well, not really.
8 days a week.
All right, you're heating up. What else?
Yellow Submarine.
Sort of.
That can't be one of your 5 favorites.
Yeah. No, you just said name
song.
5. You didn't say favorite.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm just saying. It's a bad answer.
So, we were actually, Battle and I were actually.
Rip his answers.
Well, Battle and I were actually talking about the Buzz music thing.
Sure.
And I said, I've been doing the show for a year. And he's back there a lot. And I say, on the open song, do not stop fading it.
Yeah.
Until after I come back after he says it's a bomb track.
I know.
He does it. No, he didn't today.
He didn't. I went extra long today.
Yeah.
That a guy. Well, but he was so concerned about when to fade out the master's music.
Oh.
So.
Don't fade it out. Leave it as long as I'm doing it.
Where to put it, I was like, Buzz, you have an ear for me one time.
Okay.
The fourth best current bit on the afternoon show.
Well, in fairness, your ear is not great on it.
On which?
You can keep the music a little higher on the bass.
Yeah, my only problem is sometimes I worry about how it sounds over there because it ends up being a little bit louder. And I don't want to sound like you can't hear the people talking.
Okay.
So the fourth best current bit on the afternoon show is Cocky Elliott and Cocky Broads. You know, ever since we gave them little victories,
yeah,
they have just, I mean, Broads is out of control. Elliott is actually like a different person. I'm actually worried about my friendship with Elliott because I like humbled Elliott a little bit. This is concerning.
Well, proving himself Elliott is a great Elliott.
I love that Elliott.
We got that Elliott for a year.
Yep.
But now what I worry about is he thinks he's proven himself.
Exactly.
You can never think you've proven
yourself. Rest on his laurels.
Yeah.
Shore Parks.
Well, he's not going to do that.
No, he's not going to do that. he's not going to do that.
What I always have in my head, and I think this is a lot of radio hosts, is I know I come across as, like, cocky sometimes.
Sure.
But I really
part think... Part of the job, yeah.
But I really think I'm terrible all the time. Like, I'm really fearful of not being good.
Right.
I need Elliott in that space. I need Elliott never thinking he's done a good enough job.
Well, and Ike mentioned this, and I've noticed it as well, but I think he thinks he's the football authority at WIP.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that must drive you crazy.
And that was never the case.
Well, it doesn't drive me crazy, usually.
Because usually you can handle it.
Yeah. Usually I can. I've dealt with it enough.
Oh, like you said earlier, but when you hit your breaking point.
Yeah, that's all it is.
When the cup overflows.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Your cup of Elliott is full right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
The third best current bit on the afternoon show right now is the text line going after Pop Culture Ike. You know, like once a show, we try to get something right, not even close. It's actually not even Pop Culture Ike. It's our pop culture in general, where we're not even close. And the text line, for some reason, is obsessed with it.
It's locked in on it.
Unforgiving. Yep, unforgiving. Definitely don't let anything slide. Well, you know what? And it's not me doing it on purpose.
No, it's not.
Some things just don't really...
Well, you get older. I'm there with you.
Yeah.
You just stop. Hey, who is that guy in that thing? Who is that guy in that thing? That's what we end up being. Every one of those.
So much so, not to endorse a product, but...
Oh, you
mentioned
taking.
To you, yes. Well, no, I'm still waiting on it to arrive.
Oh, okay.
I need something to help recharge the brain.
Nice.
Yeah, so I can retain information better.
I forget the name of the product, but Rogan talked about it for years.
Yes.
But it probably has a lot of the stuff that you take, mm-hmm. Jack.
I would think
so. Yeah, I'm...
I was thinking about getting you some brain stuff.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, but yes. I don't want to be that guy.
I did run into wedges for a living.
No, I know. I'm going to get you some things.
Yeah, Jack's into the... Jack tried to get me the natural stuff because I eat well and I care about that stuff, but I jumped right to the
hard stuff?
Yeah, well, I jumped right to the... I jumped right to the nicotine gum.
I know.
Because I read that it makes you sharper.
Right.
Because I kept forgetting things all the time. But now I'm... Kids, don't do that. It's not the thing you want to do. But I never smoked, but I'm like, I got to get sharp.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Do it for the show.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get better for the show.
There you go.
The second best current bit on the afternoon show. While he does always take shots at me, I'm in on okay Andrew's draft previews.
Whoa!
They're funny. It's a lot of information. Sometimes he doesn't know when to stop. But he's got a little bit of feistiness to him right now, which I like it. I like it.
Well, we gave him a purpose.
Exactly. Yes. And you had a purse for hiding the video.
And he doesn't like the fact that you try to mock him.
Right.
Well, yeah.
And yes. Corey's making him stand up for himself.
Yep. He is. Yeah. Corey's almost managing the callers from afar.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Corey could be the...
He's got to manage the clubhouse?
Yeah, he could be the PD of the callers.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
He can be.
Corey from Columbus, program director of the WIP Afternoon Show Callers.
Yes.
Like it.
I think OK's problem was... He would just call up with 15 things because he didn't know what thing to do.
Right.
We've now given him a thing. Unfortunately, the draft's going to be over in 2 weeks.
We've got to find another thing.
We'll give him something else.
Yeah, we got to give him something else.
But it's him trying to hit on everything and come to the table with everything versus...
He's got a docket.
Yeah.
Don't want the focus. Docket.
No, we don't want menu, Andrew. We want, you know how when you go to a super fancy restaurant, the menu is shorter?
Right.
Is there fried chicken on that or no?
Yeah, well, it depends on the restaurant. Okay. What is that, number three or number two?
That was number two.
Okay.
But number one, the best current bit on the afternoon show. It's only been 2 days old. I don't care. Masters voice.
Yep.
The Masters check-in.
Masters.
We might have to do it for every golf tournament for the rest of the year. Maybe at least the majors. It's
all right. That's four times.
It's only four times.
Yep.
And it's during the time of the year where we can use it.
Yep. It's just great.
Yeah, I love Masters ice.
I'm all for it.
Yep.
You guys are a part of it, too, so I appreciate you joining me.
And although Spike was a little mocking in the last one.
He was.
Yeah.
Well, I was making, like, sex noises.
No. People care. Okay?
Well, I didn't know you heard it because it's harder to hear here, and I knew the listeners would hear it, but I didn't know if you would hear it.
Oh, I heard it.
Okay.
Well, we don't mock the Masters preview, and that's what it felt like.
It sounded a little sad. I think if we were doing Quiet Storm, Ike, I feel like it might sound a little similar.
I was going to say, it's a mix between that. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
What is Quiet Storm?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on. Nighttime R&B show where they're playing the rain in the background, sexy
that's on
voice.
Me.
Yeah.
That's on me.
So the other thing I like about the Masters update, Ike, is all of us trying to get out of that voice after the bit. It's very difficult to get out of that voice once you do it for 5 minutes.
Especially with Jack yelling at you to be quiet.
Yep.
Well, just reminding you.
Pipe down.
I'm reminding you.
Yes. This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors, no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off, interest-free. Do yourself a favor. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Isaac in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
Hey, guys.
Ike, what's up, brother?
Hey, Ike, it's Ike.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Ike, I don't know if you remember this. You meet a lot of people, but I met you in at a function at the Link in like November 22, and you promised me you wouldn't hang up on me if I referred to you by your real name, by your full name, your birth name of Isaiah.
So I love
hope
it.
I'm not getting hung up on right now.
No.
Well,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You've been talking about whether or not golf is a sport all afternoon, and I got to tell you, I talk about this constantly with a lot of people. It's probably a topic of conversation far more than is necessary in my circles. But I got to go with a solid no, and I'll tell you why. This is different from the guy that said there's no defense, et cetera. The reason that golf is not a sport, and neither is like NASCAR, bowling, darts, a lot of things that get shown on ESPN, is if there's beer involved and or I can do it, it is not a sport. So like golf, I own clubs. I go out to the golf course. I play golf. I'm not good at it, and there's a bar cart that drives around, but I can do it. Now, that doesn't mean that the guys like Tiger Woods that do it at a really high level, they should be on TV because it's an activity that some people spend their lives perfecting and honing, but like there are guys that spend their lives perfecting and honing, like building a little model of a ship inside a glass bottle. That doesn't make that a sport either.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't mean that those guys shouldn't be respected for their abilities.
Well, Isaac is now. I'm on your side with the sport thing. Is softball a sport then? Because guys play, you know, like middle-aged guys drink beer and play softball all the time.
So. Like baseball, I could never hit a fastball from a major league pitcher, but I've played beer league softball. I've played in the Lawyers League, not very well, but I've played. Is softball a sport? I mean,
that's a yes.
Sure, it is.
Yeah, I think softball is a sport, but I played softball. So
I know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is that like a Schrodinger's cat, like where the bread is buttered on both sides?
You going into Schrodinger's cat on the radio? I don't know that that's going to work. If we can,
seriously,
yeah, I'll explain Schrodinger's cat to the audience afterwards.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Like bowling. Bowling is not really a sport because, again, I can do it and I can drink beers while I do it. Now I've seen it on ESPN. Those guys are really good. They train and they play and they own specialized equipment that I don't even know what it's for, but you know.
And bowling is a sport.
Well,
see, so here's what I think we're doing, right?
Yeah.
Are we confusing what an athlete should be versus what a sport is? Because if you're telling me a bowler isn't an athlete, I think that's more of an argument than saying bowling isn't a sport. If you want to tell me, if I were to argue, we used to do this back in the day, Spike, we've had this argument before. If I want to tell you a NASCAR driver isn't an athlete because the car is doing all the work, that's an argument. But saying NASCAR, but saying NASCAR isn't a sport, it's something different.
See, so to me,
NASCAR is a sport, right?
NASCAR was actually going to be my third one. I own a car. If I could find some space, I could drive my car really fast around in a circle. That's not the thing.
No, but what makes it a sport is that there's competition there. And it's an activity. And it's a group where there's a prize. You get paid to do it. Like, that's a sport.
So you're drawing the line. Here's where I draw the line. Here's the difference for me.
Yeah.
You're drawing the line between athlete and you're saying maybe not an athlete but a sport.
Right. I understand when people want to argue maybe a golfer isn't an athlete.
Sure. Yeah. The line I'm drawing is between game and sport.
Right.
So I think somebody brought this up before. Golf, game of skill.
Sure.
As opposed to sport, which is different. Now, I think the one gentleman brought up defense. Which I thought was an interesting one I thought that was the most compelling argument. I thought that was even more compelling than mine.
Yeah.
I thought the mine.
Except when you're not a golfer, you don't understand that the course is the defense.
Yeah, but I think what they're talking about is somebody's trying to stop you.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. When you play golf, people realize that you're not even playing against the other golfers. You're really playing against how hard and difficult the course
you're
is.
You're playing yourself.
Basically. Yes.
You're playing against yourself in the course. It's how you – So
but that's the defense, thinking, the course.
You're stacked up against – you're purely stacked up against each other golfer. I mean
– No. Except it's you versus the course.
Yeah.
Where you finish at, yes, that's the competition part of it. But the actual activity is just you and the golf course.
Yeah, you could play on completely different days in golf.
Yes.
And like they're not playing at the same times.
Yeah, my score is independent of whatever Jack does as a golfer.
Jack can't do anything to stop Ike from getting whatever he gets.
Yes.
Do you have a rainy day movie, Isaac?
Obviously you are not a golfer. The Big Lebowski.
There's never
always never fell asleep during it. Never liked it.
Never a wrong moment for Lebowski, but we're always talking golf and bowling over here.
Right. I tried Big Lebowski a few times. Yeah. I always fell asleep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Is horse racing a sport?
Well, is the jockey an athlete?
The jockey's an athlete.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a different argument when you're arguing athlete versus whether or not something is a sport.
Well, is the horse the athlete?
The horse is the athlete
athletes.
To me. Well, the jockey is just sitting there.
The jockey is maneuvering the
horse. Sure he is. I get it. Just like driving a car.
Probably a little more physical activity.
Who's doing more work?
A NASCAR driver is doing more work.
I would say the NASCAR driver is doing more work than the jockey.
Dude, they drive for hours without power steering for 150 miles an hour.
And forget about what they're doing in that car.
Yeah.
Because they don't use the bathroom. You think they're drinking and staying hydrated and using,
But they're riding the horse. They're going up and down. You know,
Schrodinger's cat.
Okay.
Schrodinger physicist.
You couldn't wait to prove how smart you were.
No,
you
just
couldn't wait to say they're riding a horse.
Going up and down, and they got to work on leg strength. And
you don't have to be smart.
Saddle horse. What is it?
I just want to. I want to get your reaction to it.
What is it called again?
So Schrodinger's cat.
Dennis Schrodinger's cat?
No, he's a basketball player. Essentially, says there's a box, right? And there may or may not be a cat in the box. Okay. That the cat being in the box or not being in the box does not actually exist until you open the box. So basically, that like existence, until somebody sees it happening, until there is evidence of what it happens, it doesn't exist at all. So there is no cat in or out of the box until the box is open and you see whether the cat is in it.
Too late in the show.
Now, what is this from? What's going on here?
He was I don't know if he was a theoretical physicist or whatever, but it was a theory about reality. That if something, it's sort of like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, doesn't make a sound. He's basically saying if there's a cat in the box and you never find out for sure whether the cat is in the box, was the cat actually in the box?
Yeah, I'm out.
I get the idea.
I'm out on that one.
It's just it's 5:18 on a Friday.
Right. Well, you know, I just
bring that up
the
on a
cat's in the box.
I had a big Diet Coke, a lot of caffeine.
Yeah,
I'm usually dead by now.
Yeah.
It's not a reality until you open the box.
Right. Okay. So the whether there's a cat or in or out of the box is not like normally what people would say is whether I open the box or not, there was a cat, there was or there wasn't a cat in the box. It existed whether I saw it or I didn't. What this says is if you never saw whether there was a cat in there or not, there was no cat.
What's in the box?
That makes no sense, Spike.
Well,
if I pick the box up, I'm going to know if there's a damn cat
there
or not.
Well, but picking up the box, is the same as opening
the box. Opening it, okay.
Right.
Okay.
It is really the tree. If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound, that's what people say. It's sort of the same thing as that.
Which is also silly.
I guess. Does it?
Well, we know a tree falling makes a sound, but whether we hear it or not. If I'm there or not and the building goes down, I know it had to make some noise.
Do you?
Well,
I mean,
how big is the tree?
It's like Giglio has this theory about history.
Yes.
That history before like cameras and is all made up. Is that there's no proof of anything.
Yep. That's where we are.
Yep.
They thought my dinosaur thing was bad.
As I told you yesterday, I'm a lot closer to you than them. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike, Jackie, baby, happy Friday. He was popping, fellas.
Do you think the cat's in the box or
what
not?
What up, Yosh?
The cat in the box. I hope I can get in the cat. How about that?
Oh, there we go.
Tornado, slow down. Tornado Yoshi.
Slow down, Yoshi Shapiro.
Tornado
Yoshi
Shapiro. Hey, it's Switch Day Friday, baby. You never know. She ain't got a cookie. Something to eat.
Yep.
Anything goes at my house. I ain't got to worry about them cats running around, you know?
All right.
You're right, man. That's the argument, man. Athlete versus sport. I believe if the objective is to outscore, outwit, outmaneuver somebody using some type of physicalness, it's a sport. Plain and simple. Especially if you get paid for it. It's a sport. You know what was funny real quick? Spike told Spike he did not exude any strength. That made me cry laughing. It really did. Spike, what's his name? I had to go look at your pictures, and I was like, you know, I love this guy, but he really don't. If we got into a fight, I'm going to throw you into the person. And
why are we even talking about
us getting
in a
you're fight? You're going to use him as a weapon?
Yeah,
I'm going to use him as a weapon. I'm sorry, but it just kept hitting me all show that I said that. Y'all been dropping shade all show. I mean, you were talking about Richie, but then you threw shade at Ike, telling him he had a 40-year-old pallet. Oh, he wanted some baby food. Like, Gerber baby, Gaga. I was like, man, they just be dropping shade up here on each other, man. And look, Josh Sweat, man, fourth round 136. CJ, GJ, fourth round 104. They on Milton Williams. Third round, 73rd pick. What's the name? We sitting at, 31, 32, man. Thing is, just make it make sense. Whether you move up or whether you stay on whatever you do on the board, make it make sense. Because those are dudes that we're hooping and hollering about, and they came late in the game. What's the name? So just make it make sense, whatever you do. That ladies' man thing that y'all was talking about the other day, Corey made me think about it real quick. Grant was a ladies' man. I'm surprised nobody said that.
Who?
Electra, Vanity, who was? Kim Basinger, Sheila E. Prince.
Oh, you said Prince. Yeah,
Prince.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Prince.
Yeah, we talked about Prince.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, I ain't heard. I must have toned out for a second. That was a ladies' man right
now,
there.
No, somebody brought up Prince.
Well, I played Purple Rain. We talked about it.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, you played Purple Rain.
Boy, Purple Rain, man, I'm telling you, that boy got a whole catalog to make you want to get frisky on Friday. Good gracious, Scott. My rainy day movie
I'm afraid. What is it?
Goonies.
Goonies?
Goonies.
That is not a Yoshi.
I would not have guessed that, Yoshi.
Bro, I grew up in the 80s. I mean, I got some other movies. I love.
Nah, Goonies is a good one.
Nah, Goonies is a great one.
Well, they're talking about a reboot of that with some of the original people in it, I think. I saw something.
No,
they all got together.
Alone.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Don't remake it.
80s movies are the greatest on rainy days. Goonies, Breakfast Club, Lost Boys, Lethal Weapon. Hey, Purple Rain. I can see Apollonia jumping in that water all day long. Keep rewinding. Put it on a loop and have some Friday time.
All right. There it is. You know we're going to let go of Yoshi. Oh, you're watching. Well, speaking of whatever Jack's watching, we will have Ike's Masters update next. And TJ Watt might cost less than we were talking about yesterday.
What? Hey, that's a tease.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch it at Chickies and Pete's. You got to find your local Chickies and Pete's at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
That's right, wake up.
And will it let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. And Ike, Spike, and Fritz. These Friday people got to wake up.
Yeah.
It's a little sleepy in here.
It's a Sixers crowd.
You know the song.
Not going to be much buzz in the...
Don't act like you don't know the song.
In the Wells Fargo tonight. Might not be a playoff crowd.
Everybody knows a lot of kids tonight. A lot of little kids.
It's like a preseason
Eagles
game.
They're just happy to be there.
Yep. what is it, Donovan Chespat, to correct the Schrodinger's cat.
I'm shocked.
Though I don't think it's going to make a difference to you.
Yes.
It's not whether the cat is in the box or not.
Shut up.
What? Do you want me to correct myself or no?
Yes.
It's whether the cat is alive or dead.
Oh, damn, that's a big difference, Spike.
Well, but no, but it's the same thing applies, that the cat is neither alive or dead until you open the box.
Okay.
And what happens when you open the box?
That reality, when it is observed, changes the nature of reality. So something that is, I'm telling, that's what it is, that the observation of reality changes the nature of reality.
Just because there's a cat in the box?
No, just because you saw it. That there is a...
I'm going to stab myself with this.
I know. You don't want to keep doing it.
Not you. I'm going to stab myself.
Okay.
Myself.
Don't stab yourself. You got one of these still left to do.
That's right.
Mm.
I am buzzed.
Just hit it.
Yeah.
A tradition unlike any other. Ike Reese on the Masters.
Ah, better late than never.
Wow.
Doesn't matter, Buzz.
Hey, are we going to do this on Monday, too, to recap the weekend?
It's a must.
Yeah.
I think Jack is saying yes. Oh, Jack is saying yes.
Maybe
yes.
Not every 30. No.
Yeah, we only need
it
once.
One time. Okay.
Maybe we do it once at 3:30.
All right. Yes. All right, you guys are taking away from my time.
All right.
Nothing's changed at the top of the leaderboard. Justin Rose is still there at -8. DeChambeau has closed the gap. I said that the last two times, and
pipe
he's
down.
Been done
yeah,
since
please
like
down.
2:30.
Please pipe down. Please.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, but Corey Connors is making a move. He's still sitting there in third place. I tell you, Scotty Scheffler lost the stroke. Little surprise. Back-to-back bogeys at 10 and 11. But he does come back to get a birdie. Gets in the 5-under. And then we just saw he went in the drink.
Yeah, but he saved par on that hole.
Oh, that's what the number one golfer in the world does for you.
Yeah.
And that's why he still sits at 5-under.
Yeah.
Well, again, nothing much has changed at the top of the leaderboard. So you know what we're looking at right now, fellas? The cut line. That's, and Spike, in case you don't know what the cut line is.
I have no, oh yes, I do. I would guess.
Okay, so there's a number that these guys have to be at. +2 is the cut line today.
And
so all the golfers that have a higher score than +2.
They're out of there.
They're out of there for the weekend.
They didn't make the cut.
Yes.
Yes.
Sounds like a sport to me.
Couple of notable names that are hanging in there right now. Fan favorite Fred Couples. Sitting at +3. One hole to go. Don't think he'll make it.
Ike, I got to be honest.
What do you think?
Most beautiful swing in golf.
Oh, Freddie Couples.
Yeah.
Well, you talking about somebody who's aging like fine wine.
Yeah.
See what a silver fox that guy is.
Yeah, I want to be Fred Couples.
Man, especially when I grow up. A couple guys at the bottom of this cut line. Keegan Bradley. Who else we got down here?
Well, I think Phil's going to make the cut.
Phil's going to make the cut. Yes, he is. Tom Kim right now sitting at +1. Close to that cut line. Needs to do a good job closing up here. I tell you, it's going to be some guys that missed the cut this week that I thought would have played better. But that's Augusta.
You guys,
don't have your best game. You're going home.
Yeah. You guys should do a golf podcast only in this voice.
Yes.
The entire thing.
And bye-bye to the big baby, Colin Morikawa.
Oh, did he not make the cut?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make the cut.
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, well, Giglio, he's always Giglio's pick for the majors.
I love him, too.
And Ike always likes him as well. But he's picking a fight with the media. And as a member of the media, I have to get my backbone up.
You're out.
Well, Fritzy, I hate to tell you.
He's going
to
make the cut.
He's going to make the cut.
Well, Schrodinger's cat says maybe.
He hasn't made the cut unless you open the box.
Is that Ricky Schroeder's cat? What do we say there?
He's Dennis Schroeder's cat.
He's both made and made the cut unless you open the box.
Yes.
Love it.
Dude, Fred Couples does have a gorgeous swing, though, if we're being honest.
He's still around?
Yeah. Yeah. He's on your screen right there. Look at that shot.
There
that
you go.
Shot.
I got news for you, Jackie Baseball.
Yes.
Morikawa sitting at -2 right now.
Well, big old swing and a miss by me. That's why you do the updates. I got a little excited.
I was wondering why I couldn't find him down there. Yeah, he's way up here.
Yeah, that's why you do
that. He's sitting in 16th place right now.
That's why they pay you the big bucks, and that's why I'm a lowly idiot producer.
That's why you think all TVs are no more than $1,000.
Again, to bring this up before the show, you guys acted like it was an insane thing. Because when I was growing up, my parents used to spend like thousands on these like TVs.
You grew up 20, 30 years ago.
But when the first flat screen came out,
yes,
they were like $2,000, and then now you can get a flat screen for like $500.
Yeah, I think yes. Jack's point is you can get big TVs much cheaper than you could before.
Yes.
But if you're going to go top of the line like a big dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Spike over here.
Oh, there
well,
it is.
Well, I know. You've had an 83-inch TV your entire life.
There it yeah. is.
You're the first color TV, I'm sure, on your block.
First time I get a big, awesome TV for myself, I'm getting ridiculed for it. At least Ike supported me.
That's going in the living room?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But again,
that was like, do we really need one that big? And I was like, hey, baby.
Don't complain.
She was she kept pushing back, and she was like, you know what? You seem really excited about this. I'm just going to let you have it. And I was like, hell
wow.
yeah. The Twitter question, final check-in, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. You know, we never checked in on this poll, Ike, and I wonder what you think the percentages are going to be. Do you want the Eagles to trade into the top 20 of this draft or stand pat? So trade into the top 20 or stand pat. What do you think the poll
trade is into at? The top 20.
And what do you think the number's at?
I'd say it's at 75%.
It is exactly at 50-50.
Oh, really? 50-50.
And what I think has happened, I think people are – now, I agree that they should stand pat, but I think people are maybe – have a little bit of an unrealistic expectation of what our hit rate is going to be later in the draft, because we had such a good draft last year, you know, mm-hmm. Hunt producing mm-hmm. he was fifth round, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Third round.
No. Oh, then who was?
Oh, Jalen Hunt was a third round pick. Yes.
Okay. Well, then was
Trotter was our fifth round pick.
Where was Will Shipley? Was he four?
Fourth. Yes.
Okay. And Aeneas Smith was.
Six. I mean, like, Johnny Wilson was in the sixth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the Trevor Keegan, and they drafted the center from NC State.
That I got to be honest right. with you. Elliot with the Johnny Wilson take.
That he's definitely on the team?
Yeah, I don't know that.
They love all the writers love Johnny Wilson.
And Richie. Remember Richie? Yeah.
Richie loved Johnny Wilson, too.
I understand. He's a big body.
They all love Keely Ringo and Johnny Wilson.
But what did Johnny Wilson do?
He can't catch.
Yeah, he can't catch.
He's too tall.
And I never seen a guy who plays as little as Johnny Wilson played.
At that size?
And have so many offensive pass interferences.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had several of them. I'm like, dude, you barely even play. Like, and he pushes off just about to catch the ball every time.
Yeah. A guy that's big, mm-hmm. if he was good, usually doesn't last.
Would not have gone in the sixth round. Yes.
Yes. But he can't catch.
Although Marcus Colston was pretty damn good.
He was, but Hofstra. I mean, Johnny Wilson went to FSU.
Florida State, you're right.
So
it's good Marcus Colston knowledge.
And I still see Marcus Colston.
So Steve Palazzo,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
who works for Pro Football Focus, was he on Breakfast Ball? Is that
no,
what he was on?
He was on with Filippone.
Oh, was
our
on
other pal was on
I'm
Breakfast
I'm thinking about,
Ball.
What's his name?
Danny Parkins.
Parkins, yeah. Yep. Well, they were buddies.
They were the Syracuse 3.
Parkins and Filippone. So,
this is just an inside joke.
Anyway.
Yeah,
completely yeah. inside.
All right. So Steve Palazzo was on with Andrew Filippone on our Pittsburgh radio station. He does Afternoon Drive in Pittsburgh. Pony's a good little host over there in Pittsburgh.
Like you said, little, too.
Yeah, I didn't mean little. A good host. And they were talking about the availability, potentially, of T.J. Watt, which is a big deal, obviously, in Pittsburgh. And here's what Palazzo said about what he might cost in terms of a trade.
I'd have to see what the exact dead money looks like in the new deal. So a lot of times the team trading, so you're taking on the contract, you're taking on the assumption that he's going to want to get paid there. So it's a big
yep.
it's a big ask of the receiving team here, right?
Yeah, so you trade for him and you'd sign him to an extension like the Steelers did with Metcalf.
Right, exactly. So before the trade, it's actually not bad. Like when Matthew Stafford was traded to the Lions, it ended up being an awesome deal for the Lions. I'm sorry, when Goff was traded to the Lions, his signing bonus was already paid for. So he goes from like a whatever it was, $40 million quarterback to like 25. And all of a sudden he becomes a deal. But with Watt, it's the new contract. So you're talking like a third. I mean, we went through this with Myles Garrett. It's like two ones for Myles Garrett. Well, no, you got to pay him 40. So no one's going to give up two ones to go, you know, pay a guy that much money.
That's true.
A third round pick. I mean, the question with something like TJ Watt is, can they afford it?
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about that yesterday. We have no idea.
I think they can.
And you would pay, are you paying T.J. Watt $30 million a year at
yes.
this point? Right? I mean, that's what you have to, right?
Yep.
If that's what Crosby's getting and that's
yeah.
what Garrett's getting.
Go ahead, Jack.
Would you be willing, because, and again, this I'm just thinking our way through how this they're going to make this math work. Like, would you theoretically move on from one of the receivers to get T.J. Watt, not in the trade, mm-hmm. but like it's a third-round pick for T.J. Watt and the contract. Then you have T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter, but you have to get off one of the receivers to make it happen because that contract would free up the money to do it.
No, I wouldn't do it. I think Howie, in a year, could find a way to restructure some deals if he needs to restructure some deals. He does it with Lane Johnson every year. What I would do is, because what the Eagles are going to run into a problem, and it's a good problem to have, but they're going to run into it. When you have so many good players, you can't pay everybody. They're going to run into that on defense next.
Right.
Right? You can't give all these guys $25, $30 million extensions.
Well, you're going to have Nolan Smith, you have Quinyon Mitchell, you have Cooper DeJean, you're going to pay all of them.
Yeah, you didn't even mention Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter. So, well, yeah, he was the understood Jalen
yes.
Carter. Yep.
So I say that to say you can get a guy like TJ and you can supplement him by moving some of the younger players out, right? Because as of right now, he's a way better player. I like Nolan Smith. He's earned a lot of respect with the way he finished up the season and how he played the second half of the season, but he's not T.J. Watt. And this defense, because of where they're lacking at in other areas, the more blue-chip players you have, it helps out all those other players. So this is a blue-chip guy you're bringing in that's going to make the secondary better. It's going to make your linebackers better. And I'd be willing to move on from some of the younger guys who I may be tempted to overpay just because we have them and we drafted them.
Or you might end up letting them go because you don't think they're worth the deal that you're going to end up paying them,
yes.
like Milton Williams.
Yes, like,
you know,
exactly like a Milton Williams.
You think he's
yes.
a good player, but you ain't going to pay him that.
Right.
Right. So the only question I have, the only question in the world I have about A.J. Brown
mm-hmm.
is the knee thing is every year. And it, you wonder at some point, he's getting into his late 20s, you wonder at some point, does the knee thing become bigger than it has been? He's been able to battle through it.
Yeah.
But it's been a thing, you know.
Yeah. The good thing is he's never needed surgery.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's never needed surgery.
And not so. In college. Did he have knee surgery in college? I feel like he might have.
Maybe. I was just speaking about the injuries with
here.
The Eagles,
yep.
yes.
Yep.
So he hasn't had anything that's been severe. It's been little knee tweaks or what have you. Keeps him out a game or two, and then he's back out there. I totally understand that aspect of it. Moving forward, all I'm saying is when I look at the offense with Saquon poised to probably take a step back,
right.
And when you have 2,500 yards rushing on an entire season,
yep.
step back for him could be 1,800 yards rushing this year instead, which is still pretty damn good, but it's still another year of wear and tear on Saquon. I need, and we may be moving on from Dallas Goedert. I need to keep as much superior talent I can on offense to make my quarterback's job a lot easier. I'm not in the business of making my quarterback's job harder. As great as Joe Burrow is in Cincinnati, you know what the cheap-ass Mike Brown and the Brown family realized they had to do?
Pay two receivers.
Pay two wide receivers.
Yeah.
They didn't say, well, Joe Burrow is arguably the best quarterback in the league. You shouldn't need T. Higgins to win, right?
Right.
So that's the way I look at it with Jalen. I'm like, I'm not viewing it as my quarterback isn't good enough to do it on his own. All I'm saying is, why would I ask him to do that? Why would I want him to do that if I don't need to? So I'm keeping my offensive guys, those two.
Well, certainly this year, too.
I give up the first round pick and Nolan Smith for TJ.
But you give up the first.
Yeah, give up the first round pick. 32nd pick. It's a second round pick.
Right. You know, it's funny. If you have the first pick of the second round, you go, it's basically a first round pick.
That's what we tell ourselves. Yep,
yeah. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's
man?
Up, feller?
What's just on?
Oh, man, it's Friday. I'm just sitting here living the dream, boys. Going back to this draft stuff, everybody keeps saying Walter Nolan. I think because the class is so deep at defensive tackle, man, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they went secondary or edge rusher for that first overall pick, unless they trade it. Because,
right.
like, this T.J. Watt stuff's very interesting that y'all are talking about.
Yeah, I'm listening. And at that position and rushing the passer, Why can't T.J. Watt, if he stays healthy, and he's done that for the most part of his career, exception of 1 year, he missed five or six games.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be able to play for the next 4 years?
Exactly. I mean, guys are playing well into their mid-30s now.
Yeah.
A high level, it seems like. And I think yesterday you read off, like, the games he's played for the last, what was it, 5-6 years, and he's only missed one, two games tops.
Yep.
Played all 17 last year. The year he almost broke the sack record, didn't he miss two games that year?
Yep.
And he had 22 sacks that year. So, like I said, it's such a deep class at defensive tackle this year. I mean, like, there's guys that you could get in the third round, and who knows what they believe in Moro Ojomo. I know who was it said he had six sacks last year.
It's Chris from Middletown. Middletown. Yeah, Middletown.
Yeah, okay. We know it wasn't six sacks, but he did flash at times. And we all know Jordan Davis is going to play on first and second down for the most part. And then that's where Milton Williams would come in and get his run, you know, on the passing downs for the most part. But Jordan Davis did play well in the postseason. Now, something else I want to get to. Spike was talking about, what would you say, Ricky Schroeder's cat?
Schrodinger's cat.
That sounds
Schrodinger's
right.
Cat.
Yeah. Can you explain what it is, Justin, better than Spike did?
Yeah, same thing. So could we call it be like the camera's chicken? So if he goes into a restaurant, like, do they have fried chicken whether or not he goes into that restaurant?
And does it have four wings or two wings, depending on how, if you look at it or not?
That might be the worst thing right there, the four wings.
Oh, yeah.
So we can call it the camera's fried. I don't know where he gets these thoughts at, man. Every restaurant you go to, I don't care where it is, they've at least got chicken tenders, and chicken tenders is fried.
Yep. Right, that's fried chicken. Yep.
Yeah, I went to two Italian restaurants up there on my last two visits.
Italian?
Italian. They had that gum chicken parm. And chicken parm's fried. It's got a crust and a breading on it. It may not be like Southern fried chicken, but it's fried. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where he gets this stuff at. I really don't.
It's that sitting in the bathtub thing he does, man. Yeah. That's what it is, man.
We're talking about a guy that takes an Uber to go to McDonald's.
No, right. He hasn't delivered, don't he?
No, he went to McDonald's in an Uber.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, there you go. He wants to get in shape, but he's eating two Big Macs at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
And real
right.
quick, something for this Eagles Autism Foundation. I heard y'all the other day. You had the lady on there getting ready for the
Ryan Hammonds. Yep.
Yeah, getting ready for the 5K. How about Jack and Joe do something for that? That big kind of part, because Jack ran it last year, right?
He did.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, yeah.
I don't know if the camera can run a 5K.
Yeah,
I don't think he can walk a 5K.
There's no way.
Maybe he could get a stroller and John Ritchie could push him.
Yeah.
You know? Something like that. And if tennis is too much, maybe they could go pickleball. You know, I don't know, but, I mean, pickleball could be a little easier on both of them.
Oh, man, me and Joe won pickleball in AP Gym in high school.
Yeah, we actually... We were talking about we got to go try out pickleball, the three of us at some point.
With your hip?
You
yeah, I can play pickleball.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be something. Y'all could do that, like, for Eagles Autism Foundation thing. Like, whoever wins, like, the auction gets to play pickleball with you three.
Well, we're going to do it for the Spike's Basement Remediation Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you need to hit me up on your DMs, and I'll show you how I got my man cave done with all the movies and stuff. But anyway, my rainy day movie, guys, Undefeated, hands down. Stand By Me. Love
Oh, that's a oh, great that's a one. Yes, that sir. Is a great one, Justin.
That's all the little
Appreciate
kids, right?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great
one. Yeah,
play.
Stand By Me.
So, it was a Stephen King short story.
Yeah.
That was a Stephen King book?
Yeah, but not a full book. It was a short story called The Body. He wrote under a different name. It wasn't even I forget what his like pseudonym was, but he didn't even write it under Stephen King, and they turned a movie.
Yeah,
River
Phoenix.
Yep.
Who was the
Will Wheaton?
Yeah, Will Wheaton. What's the other kid? What's Teddy Duchamp's?
Kiefer Sutherland is in
Kiefer
it.
Sutherland
John Cryer.
It. Yeah.
And
Corey something. Corey. Oh,
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman and Jerry
the truck horn guy.
No. No, Jerry.
He was the chubby.
The fat kid.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his last name?
Jerry something. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike today. Saying that because I don't play golf, my opinion doesn't matter is ridiculous. Spike on Tuesday to Corey in Columbus. You're a Lakers fan, so your opinion doesn't matter. Alex in Lancaster.
Not the same thing.
It is exactly the same.
It's not the same thing. Why are we bringing up Tuesday's calls? Me and Corey are past that. Stop trying to dredge up old stuff. What's next?
Spike casually name-dropping a celebrity that used to come to his apartment in college? He really is his father's son. Mark in Montco.
No way! I don't like the text line coming to me.
Yeah, well, you don't name-drop as much as your dad.
Donovan McNabb is not name-dropping.
Well, saying he came to your...
That's not name-dropping.
Well, first off, you called him five.
Yep.
Which was threw everyone off.
Well, wait a minute. I helped get Donovan on the show... Because
4 years ago?
Yeah, me.
Well, hold on. He came on the show because of me.
Because of you, but
it was my
made
idea.
The call. It was not your idea.
It was my idea.
I don't think it was your
idea. 4 years ago was my idea.
Nah.
Ike, obviously, has a relationship. I think it's
and
a big
you,
reason.
And you closed the deal
And you
for
closed
us.
The deal.
All right. So why are you trying to take away my part of it?
All I'm saying is that you name-dropped that he came to your apartment in college, which there's no way is true.
It and 100% is true.
Why would he come to your
because
apartment?
Because he went to... Worked for the college radio station, and there's one part of this I'm not going to say out loud. We were for the college radio station. We used to do these club nights all the time, and there was one guy that went to school there that was a little too old, and let's just say all of the players from both of the teams ended up doing appearances at those club nights, and that is how we knew Don.
Okay.
Maybe next year we'll bring that up on the second hit of the season.
I'm not bringing it up.
All right.
What's next?
All right.
Good player pick by OK Andrew, although I liked it better the first time when Elliot picked the exact same player on the morning show today. Frank in Ardmore.
Oh, did not know that.
We don't do plagiarism on this show, OK.
And I was about to give OK Andrew a little credit for the Bryson Stott leadoff thing that you kept making fun of him for, but now that we know he's stealing his picks.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
I let it go.
It's just... Never mind.
All right, what's next?
Spike. So because I don't play golf means I can't have an opinion? Ridiculous. Spike, less than 2 hours later. You are not allowed to debate Moneyball with me because you didn't read the book.
It's not
Tim,
the same thing.
I don't know.
Good point.
See, how can you tell if Moneyball is a good book without reading
That's
it?
Not what the argument was about. I was talking about sabermetrics and what
But
Moneyball,
the book's not about sabermetrics.
It's about what Moneyball is.
It's about people. What's next?
Val, was this in the book? Was this in the book? Was this in the book? Movie bully Spike's worst nightmare at the Moneyball premiere.
Fiery segments.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fiery segments.
What's that? I can't hear out of... Shoot.
That's all
right. Keep it rolling, Buzz.
All right. You guys.
Wow, I thought I was going to have to pay twice as much. Chuck surprised at a 50% off sale.
Percentages with Chuck, another podcast, an Odyssey original. You're not doing Fritz at 6 tonight.
No. Right. I don't work on Fridays.
But the Phillies are on tonight. 8:15 first pitch.
8:15 first pitch. Knowles versus Andre Pallante.
In St. Louis. Thank you so much for listening this week. We will be back with you Monday. Thanks so much. Now, Ike, it's weekend. And, you know, when you don't have to get up for work, a little more time for loving.
Yeah.
A little more time for loving.
Some of us love it when we get up in the morning.
Well, some of us.
Maybe a little more time for loving in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually never a problem in the
morning. You're not the only one that's up in the morning.
That's right.
There it
Blue
is.
Blue Chew, baby. You want, whether it's at night, on the weekend, whether it's a little bit of morning love, you want to be able to perform at top level. And Blue Chew helps you do it. And the fact that it's a chewable helps you in the morning, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes you wake up, look over, make that wink. You don't have a glass of water by your bed.
No.
You can't swallow a pill. You pop a Blue Chew, though. No problem
sure,
at all.
You wake up in the middle of the night?
No, wake up in the morning.
Oh, okay.
What, the middle of the night even, too?
Whatever. Whenever you need it, it's there for you.
Yeah, it's there for you.
Some call it Old Reliable.
Keep it on the nightstand.
Yeah, keep it on the nightstand. Keep it in your wallet. Keep it in the car. Anytime you need it, it's there. It's a chewable. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Levitra and Staxin and Cialis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's made right here in the U.S. of A., so it's cheaper.
No tariffs.
They send it right to you. Because it's all online, you go with their medical professionals online. They figure out what the right mix is for you. No doctor's appointments. We don't
need
like
that
those.
Stuff.
That stuff.
No pharmacy waiting in line.
Nope.
None of that.
Out of
it
here.
Just gets shipped directly to you. Now, the WIP Afternoon Show, we care about you.
Yep.
And we want you to try it because we know it's going to make your life better. So we've decided collectively to pay for your first month. Your first month is going to be free. Just give it a try. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You're only going to pay for the shipping. And then, my friend, you will be able to
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.